It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. Thursdays at 9, we talk to events, or we talk to people, we talk about events, and we talk to organizations like the nonprofit today, Samaritan House. And with us is Lola Jones. She is the director of Samaritan House. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad that you're on. I think this is the first time that we've been together here at Yaquinabay Communications, at least in terms of Samaritan House. You've been on the program before with the work that you do with Project Homeless Connect. And Lola, just in general, how are things going, and how are you enjoying being the director at Samaritan House?
Well, now that the garden tour is over and we had a wonderful, successful weekend with both events, our garden tour and our garden gala, we had about a $17,000 weekend. I'm doing great. And the sun is shining on Samaritan House. The kids are out playing with the sidewalk chalk, and it's back to life as normal.
So that is your biggest fundraiser. Maybe we can kind of talk about that in other ways that folks listening to the program can contribute to Samaritan House. But I did want to kind of talk a little bit about your history, because you do have a history in the community. You know, your husband works for Lincoln County. But I did want to talk about, your AmeriCorps VISTA experience. And can you kind of give us a little backstory about where you went to school and how you became an AmeriCorps, and how that kind of paved the way maybe for where you've ended up?
Sure, I'd love to. I am a Linfield Wildcat. I graduated from Linfield College in McMinnville in 2008. And when I graduated, in 2008, it was really the bottom of the market. So there were a lot of people in my same position that were not finding the opportunities at entry-level positions. And so I really started to look outside the box. And AmeriCorps was very attractive to me because I had intended to go into the Peace Corps before I graduated from college. And so I was really excited to do a term of service. And when I found out that I could do it here in Newport, where I already lived, I thought that that was kind of the best of both worlds, because usually it is a transplantive experience and you get to go somewhere else in the nation.
You know, it's been interesting to me now in my years at Lincoln County of seeing the different AmeriCorps VISTA volunteers. And it just seems to me like everybody's been so adept and so intelligent who's in the program. And it takes a certain kind of person to make that decision. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. But let's be honest, too. It is an opportunity to get experience, too. I mean, were you kind of thinking with both hats, like, wow, this is a way I can do service? But it's almost like interning on some levels, too.
Well, and, you know, it's difficult around in a small rural community sometimes to find that those professional opportunities outside the city government, or kind of whatever industry dominates the area. And so I was kind of thinking with that track as well, that, my husband and I want to put down roots here and raise our family here, and you definitely got to have two family wage jobs to do that around here. A lot of people struggle with that. So it was a good opportunity to get some experience and kind of get my toe in the door.
So when you moved into Lincoln County, began your work, one of the things that was a big focus for you was 211. I work for the Commission on Children and Families. And also homelessness. Had you thought about these issues in a major way prior to graduating, or did you just kind of gravitate into those specific areas by the nature of the work?
I think I've kind of found that I volunteered with the homeless for many years before college and during college. And what I found was that I had a particular gift for commuting and for volunteering for single homeless men. That's an area that a lot of people shy away from. It's a pretty intimidating place to be a volunteer if you don't do that often. And so I really felt like that was a skill that could really help me go farther in this position, because I had the comfortability with the clientele that I wanted to serve, and I knew that I had the capacity to do some of the higher level thinking.
Yeah. Well, I think you do have the capacity, and you're proving it. This is Lola Jones. She is the director of Samaritan House, and we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Stay with us.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Summertime at Dutch Roast Coffee. For every Monday through Thursday night between 8 p.m. and closing, purchase any large Dutch Bros drink and receive a stamp card that already has 9 stamps in it. It only takes 10 stamps for a free drink. And check out Dutch Bros Special of the Month, the Lava Flow, made from a combination of pina colada and strawberry puree, all real fruit. The Lava Flow Smoothie, only $4 this month at Dutch Bros Coffee.
I'm Candy the Seal and I sit in the sun. Eating raw fish is my kind of fun. I live at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Well, I'm a sea lion.
And I'm an otter.
I lay on the beach.
I play in the water.
We live at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
We're all together and we have friends.
With fur and flippers and blubber and fins.
We live at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
In Newport.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to the program. This is Lincoln County Connections, Thursdays at 9 a.m. On the program today, Lola Jones. She's the director of Samaritan House. If you were listening to us previously, just give you a little bit of background about her and kind of her professional history that's brought her to Samaritan House. You are the director. How long have you been doing this gig?
I have been the director for about 16 months now, and I have to say I've loved every day of it.
Time flies, so doesn't it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Amazing. Well, and you are enjoying it, which is great, and really kind of parallels, you know, your other efforts previously. So what's a day in the life like for you at Samaritan House?
I think the great thing about this job is that every day is different. And in this position, and I think other nonprofit directors will sympathize with this, you have to be involved in very, very high level and very, very detailed discussions and then be able to switch gears in a minute and put a Band-Aid on a child or, you know, take a payment or greet a donor. And so I think the variety of things really keeps me interested and keeps me on my toes. And yesterday, for example, I got to spend a lovely hour and a half with four of the children of Samaritan House while their parents were taking a communication and deep breathing class taught by our case manager. And
so we
brought out the Disney princesses and played with the sidewalk chalk and had a little flag football and then got to go and celebrate some of our volunteers from the garden tour. So there's just a great variety of things that we get to do, grant writing and event planning, and we're a very tight-knit group, our staff at Samaritan House, and I really enjoy that they give 100% and makes it easy to meet them halfway.
Yeah, you know, you do wear so many hats, don't you? I mean, you're involved in detailed financial planning down to the care of, you know, children and looking after their needs. And for those who aren't familiar with Samaritan House, really a homeless shelter for families, a transitional housing. Talk about that.
A lot of people, when they think of a shelter, they imagine, you know, a big room full of bunk beds, kind of this cohabitation idea.
Yeah.
It's a very short-term, a very temporary type of environment. And Samaritan House is very different from some of those more traditional shelter models. We're a 10-month residency program.
Mm-hmm.
We take our residents through different phases of transitional housing, each with increasing accountability and responsibility for some of the goals that they want to accomplish while they're at Samaritan House. And we also allow our families to live in apartments as opposed to in a kind of cohabitative environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that there's a lot less a trauma involved for the children in terms of changing up their family living situation. And then there's the ability for these families to put down some roots while they're with us and make some lasting change. For a lot of families, the 10 months that they stay with us might be the longest that they've stayed in any one particular place, maybe that child's whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of puts it into perspective for people that this is not 30 or 60 days and then you're back out just in the same place that you started from. We're really hoping to make some lasting change, and the results are saying that we are.
So could you talk about the fact that you are the only transitional family housing, actually south of Coos Bay, north of Tillamook. From what you've seen and the work that you've done over the years now, why do we have just one? And is there something about what you've done historically in the 25 years that have made you viable to have people contribute, and what are the challenges of keeping something going financially?
Well, I think the reason that we're able to sit here 25 years after we started and be in the position that we are is because we did start small. We started as an all-volunteer organization running out of donated property and providing exactly the amount of services that those volunteers could provide without stretching that capacity. And when we grew and adopted new programming and expanded to address some of the changing needs of the homeless population, those needs really exploded. And mm-hmm. for a lot of people, that are looking, say, at, maybe the school district statistics, we serve over 400 homeless students in mm-hmm. our school district, in our county of 44,000 people, which is a lot. And you look at that kind of a problem and wonder, how can I try and get my arms around it? And, the answer was, a lot of these programs that are strong and viable now started back in the 80s and the 90s, and they have slowly grown to the capacity that they have now. And so for some of us, it really seems like the problem is outrunning us.
Yeah. Well, your model, which, I know is definitely a compassion-based model, but also there's a level of accountability for the expectation of families. And can you talk about what that means? Is it conduct? Is it some of these life skills, things that you have to participate in?
I think for each resident, each family that we have, the goals that they need to set and the problems that they need to address are going to be different. And so what we ask for is progress, not perfection. So we kind of take into account where someone is starting from in some of these areas like rental conduct and life skills and parenting mm-hmm. skills, communication techniques. And then we kind of ask them to really take an inventory in their first 30 days with us of what don't they like about the situation that they're in? How do they think they might have prevented the situation that they were in if they had different skills or different resources, and then let's lay out a roadmap for how we might achieve one or two of those bigger things while you're here at Samaritan House. And for a lot of people, it's about what's step one. They want to change their financial behavior, or they mm-hmm. want to change the dynamic of how they're parenting their teenager. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the most difficult thing to identify is step one. And so the case management is really critical, and they're breaking down some of these larger goals from them and helping them understand what I can do today or tomorrow or next week.
Talking to Lola Jones, she's the director of Samaritan House. We'll dive more into the discussion after this break. Stay with us.
Painting on a ladder? Not a real good idea. The painting project has to be done. It's enough of a task without having to go up and down, up and down. Mills East Hardware South Rental Department has scaffolding for rent. Standing on a scaffold is first off a whole lot safer, and secondly, a lot easier than climbing up and down, up and down. Got a painting project this summer? Buy your paint at Mills Ace Hardware and rent your paint sprayer and everything you need to reach the upper limits from Mills Ace Hardware South, Lincoln City.
Mother-daughter team Philomena and Tara talk about what it's like at Nana's Irish Pub in Newport.
When you walk into Nana's, you feel like you're the most important person there.
It's warm, comforting, cozy, good food, good people.
Tell us about the lunch specials, Tara.
Monday through Friday, lunch specials every day for $7. We do something different every day.
It's especially for the locals in Newport, the people who come every day, so that they can have a variety of food for a reasonable price. And then Tuesday nights, that seems to be always busy at Nana's.
Tuesday nights, we do our corned beef and cabbage dinner special for $10.
Enjoy the coastal breeze. Experience Nana's Irish Pub from the outdoor courtyard. plus live music on Saturdays.
We have live music every weekend. Check us out on Facebook for more details or on our website at nanasirishpub.com, where you can also check out our new video.
Nana's Irish Pub opens every day at 11.
Check it out for yourself. Nana's Irish Pub, 3rd and Coast Street in the Nye Beach area of Newport.
Every day we're working to be an even better company and to keep our commitments. And we've made a big commitment to America.
I'm Darrell Willis from BP. We support nearly 250,000 jobs here. Through all of our energy operations, we invest more in the U.S. than any other place in the world. In fact, we've invested over $55 billion here in the last 5 years, making BP America's largest energy investor. Our commitment has never been stronger. For more information, visit bp.com.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program, Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Lola Jones, director of Samaritan House. We kind of laid out the types of programs that residents will experience when they're in Samaritan House. And Lola, one of the things we were discussing was this, you know, there's case management. So there's this expectation. I mean, how does that work? Does somebody meet with an intake person? Are you that person sometimes too? Or do you have separate individuals?
No, I'm very lucky. I have a very experienced and very kind of well-versed case manager. Her name is Christina Clerico, and she's been with Samaritan House for almost 8 years now. And what she does is she meets with people on a consistent basis. When you're first living with us, that can be 2 or 3 times a week. And then we kind of get into a place where we're comfortable with the case plan, all of which is guided by the resident, and we can kind of get into maybe a weekly or a biweekly meeting situation. But basically, during that first 30 days, as I said before, when we're really making a roadmap for what success is going to look like at Samaritan House, Christina is, you know, kind of the bumpers that we put up on either side of you to make sure that you don't get too distracted by one thing that you neglect other areas of your life that maybe need some attention. But one of those common threads that we see in all of our families is the need for counseling on your financial health. It is just one of those things that is not readily available to people once they enter that crisis mode.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that you think, okay, you know, in a perfect world I would do this financially, or in a perfect world I would do that financially. And what we provide for them at Samaritan House is that perfect world. You're living rent-free for a little while here, that good first 4 months with us. You've got a lot of other stressors financially in your life taken care of. And so what we ask people to do is to save 60% of their take-home pay. So when you think about what a healthy saver might do, 10 to 15%, we're asking 3-4 times that when they're staying with us initially, because we really believe that having that financial cushion, having that safety net, is what separates people in crisis that, you know, go towards homelessness, and people in crisis that can pull it together and keep their house and keep their kids where they are. That having that financial safety net is really the only difference between those two scenarios.
So how closely do you monitor that? I mean, what kind of detail? I mean, if somebody comes back with an iPod, I mean.
Basically, on day 31, we take a look at your income, whether that's benefits, that's a job, whatever the situation is for you. We're going to inventory that income, and we're going to determine what your weekly or monthly savings stipend needs to be. And so every week or every month, however you want to do it, if you're not in that office making that payment to the savings account that we monitor, we have a little bit of accountability in discipline. And so during case management, this is one of the only times when we're really able to hold up their housing and say, look, it's your bad financial choices or your housing. Which one are you going to pick?
Yeah.
And, you know, with a little bit of counseling, usually that decision is pretty easy for people. And we are able to maybe connect some dots between those bad financial behaviors, those bad habits, and the fact that they may have lost their housing before. For a lot of people, they don't connect frivolous spending with their lack of housing, and we're able to connect those dots in a really strong way for them.
And it's so easy to do, I think, just for anybody. I mean, there are so many temptations out there.
A credit is easy right now. Creditors are knocking on your door. You don't even have to go to them.
Right.
You know, they're sending them to you in the mail. And if you didn't have a strong financial voice in your life, you know, as a late teenager and a young adult, it might seem really tempting to live outside your means on this credit. And then, you know, when the bill comes knocking, it's really difficult to have to adjust your lifestyle financially if you have kids and if you have a car payment and insurance and cell phones. And it's gotten really expensive to live the way that we do. And so what we try and help people do is determine the priorities, dial back on the auxiliaries, and get them into a place where they are making more than they spend.
So that's got to be rewarding to you, and it's got to be rewarding to those who are going through Samaritan House to get that control.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's really the difference that we see in our results, you know, 12 months post-graduation. The reason why 80% of our families are still in their own self-supported housing is because they left Samaritan House with between $1,000 and $1,500. They didn't have to dip into their own personal savings to put down the deposit on the apartment, or, you know, maybe their 12-year-old broke his arm, you know, or maybe they had this, you know, car bill, they blew a tire. If you have that financial safety net, those types of activities, which happen every day to everyday people, are not going to make you, you know, turn to homelessness.
Yeah. Would you say there's a point at which some individuals kind of have an aha moment, and what's that like?
The come to Jesus face. We see it. We see it on a lot of our residents, and usually that happens when we ask for the receipts. Sometimes if we have a particularly a particularly difficult client, what we will do is we'll ask them to track their spending for a week, bring in every receipt. You know, we want to see your cigarette purchases and your grocery bill and the new shoes and the new school supplies, and really help you track what percentage of your money is going to what types of purchases. And that's usually when the light bulb clicks on for people and they see, wow, I'm spending 30% of my income this week on cigarettes, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And so having those numbers in black and white really help people to understand what we're trying to accomplish for them.
Good for anybody. You know, well, wonderful. Lola, you know, we've got a couple of minutes left. I did want to maybe acknowledge your donors and some of the organizations maybe that make it possible for you too. Who are some of the key players in the community that provide revenue or services?
We have a wonderful group of monthly donors called the Heroes of the House, and they actually make up about 30% of my operating budget. And so when you know that you can look to your community to help support you in that manner, it's very comforting, because we live in a community that takes care of its neighbors, and that was the way that Samaritan House began. It's the way that it continues to operate. And so I think it's rewarding for the community as well as for our staff and for our volunteers to see some of the successes that we have, because we all own this together.
Yeah. Well, and the program's so comprehensive, I think there's got to be confidence.
I think there is a lot of confidence in knowing that we are a viable organization. We've been here for 25 years, and we're going to continue to be here serving these homeless families. And then also that our results speak loudly. You know, we've got that 80%. I love to tell people that, you know, 1 year post-graduation, to have that percentage of your families still self-sustaining in their housing is hopeful, because that's a difference that's going to really echo in the lives of their children. You know, they say that every time a child moves, or, you know, is evicted or has to go from place to place, they continue to fall behind in their studies in these really key skills like math and reasoning and logic, and then their intercommunication skills with their peers starts to suffer. So if you think about kind of putting a stop to those activities in the young life of a child, how that is going to echo throughout their life, it's hard to put your arms around.
Well, important for somebody of any age to have a sense of stability, but especially important, it sounds like, for infants and the youth, especially.
Well, just to get off the school bus every day and know that your mom is going to be in the same place. You know, some of these kids are coming home to a different home every day of the week, because they've got to be on this couch on Wednesdays, and then, you know, out before this person gets home, and then over to this other situation for the weekend. And just to have that one place where they know that mom's up there, the fridge is full, she's making dinner, and you're going to have the opportunity to do your homework and, you know, pal around with your brothers and sisters just like any other kid.
Lola Jones, director of Samaritan House. Learn more at samfamshelter.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.